From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Jacob Kornhauser. The budget for the University of Missouri has been a topic of discussion lately, and today MU said it expects a shortfall due to a decrease in enrollment. KBIA's Sarah Shariari has the latest.
University leaders are anticipating a, quote, very significant budget shortfall at MU, according to a statement emailed to faculty and staff today. In the statement, interim MU Chancellor Hank Foley says that factors including a drop in first-time student enrollment and student retention for fall of 2016 could cause a roughly 1,500 student decline in enrollment at MU in the fall. That would contribute to the $32 million budget gap projected for next year. The shortfall does not take into account potential budget losses due to a decline in state appropriations for next year. Foley writes that the current state appropriation proposal to date would keep MU flat, but the UM system appropriation could be reduced by more than $7.6 million.
Republicans in the Missouri Senate have given first-round approval to legislation that would shield clergy and business owners from state penalties for refusing to work on same-sex weddings. Democrats had filibustered since Monday, but GOP leaders used a procedural move to cut off debate and force a vote. President Pro Temp Ron Richards says Senate Democrats left them no choice.
We've been going on, like I said, for 40 hours. We thought that that was fair, but we couldn't come to a negotiated settlement that was fair to the sponsor and to our caucus.
University leaders are projecting a, quote, very significant budget shortfall at MU, according to a statement emailed to MU faculty and staff on Wednesday. In the statement, interim MU Chancellor Hank Foley says that factors including an anticipated drop in first-time students and student retention for fall of 2016 could cause a roughly 1,500 student decline in enrollment at MU. That decline would contribute to the $32 million budget gap projected for next year. The shortfall does not take into account potential budget losses due to a decline in state appropriations for next year. The current state appropriation proposal would keep MU funding flat, but the UM system appropriation could be reduced. Republican Representative Caleb Rowden of Columbia says this year the budget process changed in the legislature.
All of the campuses were separated out, separated from the system, and then also extension and another research line was separated out. So it used to be one line, now there's seven. And so presently, as we stand, the campus's funding is flat, no increase from last year, and the system has a $7.7 million cut that we're trying to get fixed.
Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.
Federal investigators are trying to determine how a Mexican national suspected of five shooting deaths in Kansas and Missouri acquired an assault-style rifle found on him when he was caught. John Hamm, a spokesman for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Office in Kansas City, said Wednesday that federal law barred Pablo Antonio Serrano Vitorino from legally owning a gun because he is in the country illegally. Serrano Vitorino is charged with four counts of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of four men late Monday at his neighbor's house in Kansas City, Kansas. He's also suspected in the Tuesday morning shooting death of a man in Montgomery County, Missouri, where he was arrested early Wednesday and remains jailed. Authorities have not discussed a possible motive for the attacks. Governor Jay Nixon says a proposed constitutional amendment granting religious exemptions to some business owners opposed to gay marriage could be, quote, harmful to our economy. The Democratic governor also said today that the measure would, quote, condone discrimination and urge the House to oppose it. His comments come after the Republican-led Senate ended a Missouri record 37-hour Democrat-led filibuster and gave initial approval to the measure. It would bar government penalties against those who cite a, quote, sincere religious belief while declining to provide wedding-related services to same-sex couples. Second Senate vote is expected Thursday to send the measure to the House, where Republican leaders have also expressed support. I'm Jacob Kornhauser, KBIA News, Columbia.